after the Prophet alayhim salam, the most elite after the Prophet alayhim salam, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program The Most Elite After the Prophets in which We discuss the excellence and virtues of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and who is the most elite after the prophets. Again, today the viewers of Madani channel, we will be talking about his siblings, how many brothers and sisters he radiallahu ta'ala had. And after that, we'll also discuss how he radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam. What are the different narrations that have been mentioned regarding his embracing of Islam? Please stay with us from start till end. Inshallah Azzawajal, our hearts will enlighten further with the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, who is the most elite after the prophets. Before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever sends peace and salutations upon me 3 times in a day, and in the night showing love and affection towards me, then it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his sins of that day and that night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our topic of the day, the siblings of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and amongst his siblings, let's firstly talk about his brothers. In the books of Sira and Ahadith, we find a brief mention of only 2 brothers of his. So we come to know that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had 2 brothers and they all together were 3 brothers. Therefore, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala was asked that what is the name of your father Abu Bakr? Upon which she replied that his name is Abdullah. And then she was asked that would people call him Atiq? And upon this, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied that my grandfather Abu Qahafa had 3 sons and he had named them Atiq, Mu'tiq and Mu'tiq. So these are the 3 names that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned regarding the 3 sons of Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So we come to know that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 2 more brothers. Now let's talk about his sisters. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum had 3 sisters. The first sister was Sayyidatuna Umme Farwa binti Abi Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was the first stepsister of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Sayyidatuna Umme Farwa radiallahu ta'ala anha's mother was Hind binti Naqid Binti Bahir bin Abd bin Qusa. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha has 3 sons and 2 daughters. The names of the sons are Muhammad, Ishaq and Ismail. And the names of the 2 daughters is Hababa and Qariba. So this is his first sister. The second sister of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha was Sayyidatuna Qariba binti Abi Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was also the stepsister of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And her mother's name is also Hind binti Naqid bin Bahir bin Abd bin Qusa. So she was the sister of Sayyidatuna Umme Farwa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was married to Sayyidina Qais bin Sa'ad bin Ubadah bin Dalim As-Sa'di radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But she radiallahu ta'ala anha did not have any children. And his third sister was Sayyidatuna Umme Amir binti Abi Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was also the stepsister of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Her mother was also Hind binti Naqid bin Bahir bin Abd bin Qusa. Meaning all these three step sisters of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu were sisters together, and they all had the same mother. And Sayyidatuna Umme Amir binti Abi Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to Sayyidina Amir bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she had only one daughter from him. So this is a brief mention of the siblings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had three brothers and three sisters. Now, dear Mr. Madani Channel, let's talk about how Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. Is reported by Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he states that the Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, meaning the embracing of Islam of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was like a heavenly revelation. And how it was that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Sham for the purpose of trade, and over there he saw a dream, and he relayed that dream to a monk called Bahira. And once he relayed his dream to him, to the monk called Bahira, he asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu a few questions. The first question he asked him was that, where did you come from? To which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that, I've come from Makkah. And then Bahira, he asked him the second question, that which tribe do you belong to? And upon this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied that, I belong to the tribe of Quraysh. And then Bahira, he asked a third question, that what do you do? To which Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied that, I'm a businessman. Upon these answers of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Bahira, he said that, if Allah Almighty makes your dream come true, then he will send a prophet from your tribe, and you will be his vizier, his minister, during his lifetime, and his successor after his passing. So this is what Bahira the monk said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept this interpretation of this dream which Bahira relayed to him, told him, hidden from everyone, and did not mention it to anyone. Now, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, then as a proof, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam presented this very account to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a proof. The account that took place between Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Bahira the monk. All that conversation, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam brought that in front of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a proof. As soon as he radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced him, kissed his forehead and said, I bear witness that there's none worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that you are the true prophet, true messenger of Allah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that day, the day when I embraced Islam, that day no one was more happier in entire Makkah than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the first narration that we've presented before you that has been narrated regarding the embracing of Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's another narration that has been mentioned regarding the embracing of Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it states that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw a dream in which he saw that a moon has descended in Makkah, and suddenly the moon split and its fragments entered every single house of Makkah. Then all those pieces of the moon, they reassembled and came in the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So upon this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he inquired about the interpretation of this dream, to which he was told that, you will be the most fortunate one from the followers of the most awaited final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and amongst all the people. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood and invited Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards Islam, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, brought faith, embraced faith upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam without any delay, without any hesitation. So this dream, the interpretation of this dream, was also regarding the accepting of Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and him being the most fortunate one amongst the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and amongst the entire creation. That's why we say that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the most elite after the Prophet. So this is the second narration that has been mentioned regarding the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now there's another third narration that we'll present before you, which mentions regarding the embracing of Islam of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this account, again, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions it himself. He says that during the era of ignorance, I was once sat under the shade of a tree. All of a sudden, one branch of the tree started to come down towards me to the extent that it started to strike my head. The branch struck my head. Now, he says that I was watching it and thinking in my heart that what is happening to me? As you can imagine that this is quite unusual event for the branch of a tree to come down at you if you're sitting under a tree. So he's thinking to himself that what exactly is happening to me? So he says that as I was lost in these thoughts, in these imaginations, a voice was heard from the tree. A voice echoed in my ears from the tree, which said that a true prophet of Allah will appear at such and such time. You should become the most privileged by embracing faith upon him and being his friend. Now, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I asked the tree to tell me clearly that who that prophet is and what is his name. Upon which the tree replied that his name is Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And upon this, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala says that I said to the tree that he is my friend and my beloved, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhum were friends even before the announcement of prophethood, and even during the days of Islam, even after the announcement of the prophethood of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the tree mentioned this name to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he is my friend and he is my beloved. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I took a promise from the tree that the moment he announces his prophethood, then convey me this glad tiding. Let me know of this glad tiding. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, then a voice was heard from the tree that, O son of Abu Qahafa, that prophet has appeared. Now strive, and by the Lord of Musa, no one will surpass you in Islam. So in the morning, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says that in the morning I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and seeing me, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, I call you towards Allah Almighty and his messenger. I said, I bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. Allah has sent you with truth and as a bright light. I embrace faith upon you. So dear viewers of the Qadri channel, this is the third narration that we've brought before you, in which the embracing of Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been mentioned. Now, if we analyze all these three narrations in which we've been told how Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, we come to know that how great events took place before his embracing of Islam, and how those dreams were interpreted by the monk of that time, Bahira, who at a later stage also presented himself in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and how greatly they explained and mentioned the virtues of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because even in other books, the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the arriving of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was mentioned. And when these dreams were relayed by Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to a monk called Bahira, he also interpreted those dreams as mentioning Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you will be the most closest allies of that most awaited final messenger who is being awaited, and you will be the closest to him. No one will have that proximity in his court which you will have. So we come to know from all these events regarding the greatness of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that how greatly he saw those dreams and what beautiful interpretation those dreams had in terms of his embracing of Islam. Now, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he has mentioned that at the time of embracing of Islam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 38 years old. And except Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the other three Khulafa Rashideen, the other three rightly guided caliphs, i.e. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as well as Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, lived up to the same age as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, meaning the age of 63 years. And Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu lived up to 82 years of age. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when he accepted Islam, he was 38 years old, and when he passed away, he was 63 years old, same age as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we've spoken about the siblings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and those narrations which mention how Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. That's all from today's episode. Inshallah Zawajal, we'll bring another episode before you in which we will talk about the eminence and the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the most elite after the prophets. May Allah Almighty shower His choicest of blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most elite after the Prophet alayhim salam. The most elite after the Prophet alayhim salam. Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.